All right. My very first message was a split sermon.
He set
the
me
minister
up for a
at that time,
here,
Art Dockin, thought I had spoken before. I'd never spoken before, but it was a holy day.
Takes a different
and
course
so he
sometimes.
Put me second.
But I am going to talk
that
about
the first speaker would take
you're
a lot of time
in all
and
your
I
ways,
have too much
and that's
time
who I am.
You.
Because that
well,
really,
the guy
you know,
gave
those
his message in about 8 minutes.
That song are really. I think go to where
I guess he wasn't
I
confident
was
about
or
with
what
my
I wanted to talk about.
Abilities. So the
I do want to talk about an event
and, like,
that occurred
was tap dancing
on the day of
for a while, you know, until I had time for
certainly
me
referenced
to speak.
It.
It was kind of humorous.
About it. And that's
the opposite has happened. I'm sure
the high priest,
where the first speaker takes everything,
the Holy of Holies.
There's not much except
and
say
there
amen.
Are, I think a lot of things that
hopefully
we, can
we got the balance
gather from that.
Welcome
that
everybody.
Are,
and is it okay to say Happy Day of Atonement?
Very much illustrate.
It is a happy day because it's part of
what God's
festival.
Plan is for us, and not
one of the things
us,
I want to bring
for,
up, sort of a
everyone,
preface, is that
on the planet
there've been a lot of discussions in
the entire world.
Not only in
and
Facebook,
the way I
want to
do
but
this
individual
is I want to go through Hebrews chapter 9.
Some things that we have thought
Hebrews
to be
chapter 9 talks
given
in part
solid
about
and concrete.
This event, and
and I think
are a
it's
lot
okay
of things
to
related
that.
To,
I don't mean to question
you know, the high
God,
priest
to look
going
at some
into
of those
the Holy of Holies,
ideas
or the most holy place.
And fake teachings to make sure they're sound. Because sometimes we do grow,
a lot
some things
of symbology
do change.
That
but
is not only... Well,
one of the
I seriously
statements
doubt
I think
the
we have to be careful about
understood it,
is a statement that is...
ties in with... You know,
or the way
what
of looking
God
at Scripture that says, what does it mean to me?
Through Jesus'
frankly,
words for the last
I don't think it matters
years.
What it means to you.
So
if
you would please
what
turn
matters is what God
9.
Means in that Scripture. So together we look at different Scriptures
this,
to come up with a
and,
meaning. It's a subtle
as
difference because we eventually will have to make an interpretation.
Today.
But it's based on what other
in
Scriptures
chapter 9,
say, not what
verse
I think
1,
is what
it
means.
Says, now the first covenant had regulations for worship.
If we have 10 different meanings, obviously it can't be necessarily correct. But there's a principle
was
in 1 Peter, 2 Peter 1, verse 19,
and it was
where it talks about prophecy. It says no prophecy of
the
Scripture
first and
is
second
any private interpretation.
Means verse 2,
mean
a tabernacle was set up,
is, therefore,
and in its
it
first
well,
room were the lampstand, the table,
and
the consecrated bread.
Even if it was
bread.
Right, it has to be based on
this
other Scriptures.
This was called
I think
the holy
you know that place. And then there's another...
Behind the second curtain... was a room
principle
called
that's
the
it's
most
called,
holy place.
In project management,
we
call it progressive elaboration.
King James Version
means that
is
we
the
find
holy
things
of
as we go along. Well, I call it progressive
the inner sanctum of the
revelation.
Tabernacle.
The first time you read the Bible,
the
right, you find some things. Then you read again,
incense,
you go, you find some more things.
And the gold
and you talk to other people, then you find more things. So sometimes the things we read
this
in the Old Testament,
contained the gold
you're just scratching
jar of
your
manna,
head. And then you read the New Testament, and then it goes back.
And the stone tablets of the covenant.
For example, there are things that
I'm
we don't quite
stop
understand.
Right there because I want to
a simple example
about
is the crossing of the Red Sea. Seems
that
like
were
a
in
miracle.
The Ark of the Covenant.
A nice story to read.
Turn over
but
to
then you read later in the New Testament
Exodus
that
chapter 16.
Israel was baptized as they crossed the Red Sea. So there was a symbolic meaning. And a lot of times Scripture is that way. That's why we
Exodus
need the
chapter 16
Old Testament
deals
as well.
With
Ron
the children
Dark
of Israel
in his
having
book called,
crossed
the
Red
thread,
Sea
where
and coming to Mount Sinai or getting close to
the New
to
Testament
Mount Sinai.
Is not a deliberate, systematic,
and on
theological.
On the way there, obviously, they complained and they ran out of food.
The Old Testament
and in
is.
Exodus 16,
but the
verse
New Testament,
32,
it takes
after
ad hoc
God
items,
supplied
it
them
elaborates
with manna,
different items. And where does it refer to?
Moses
the New
said,
Testament.
This
you know,
is what
Christ
the Lord
said
has
that,
commanded.
You know? It has been said that.
Take an
so you have
omer
to know
of manna
what was said there.
And keep it for
and then
the
he
generations
on that. And then he goes
to come,
to another topic.
So that they
so
can
just
see
a couple
the bread
of principles
that I gave you to eat
I think
in
are
the
important
because
I've heard that some... Sometimes the discussion
so Moses
is
said to Aaron, take a jar and put an omer of manna in it,
what the
and then place it before the Lord
to
be kept
anyway,
for the generations
just something
to come.
To chew on.
And
as
the as Lord
we know,
commanded
the Day of
Moses,
Atonement,
Aaron put the
and normally
manna
we turn
in front
to Leviticus
of the testimony,
23, which we eventually will, but I want to start in
and the Israelites
Leviticus
ate
16,
manna for 40 years
where
until
it
they
also
came
talks
to
about
a land
same
that
subject.
Was settled.
So Leviticus 16, verse 29.
The border of Canaan.
Let's
and
start
so
in the middle, and
not only
back
did
later
God supply
the
them with manna to eat,
and this shall be
but then
a statute forever for you,
Moses,
unto
told
you
them
that in the seventh month,
that,
on the 10th day of
the
month, you shall afflict
and Hebrews
your souls
9 tells us that it
and do no work at all, whether it be one
ark.
Of your own country.
Now turn over to number
or a
17.
Stranger that sojourneth among you, means everybody living in that country. For on that day... On that day shall the priest make an atonement
staff
for you to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all
Numbers 17
your sins
and verse 1.
Now the word afflict,
said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and get 12 staffs from them. One from the leader of each of the ancestral tribes.
Strong's.
Write the name of
so you
each man on
your
his staff.
And what it means,
the staff of Levi, write
those
Aaron's
of you studied
name,
know that it means
for there
means
must
to,
be one staff
depress,
for the head of
literally
each ancestral
or figurative,
tribe.
Figuratively,
place
to
them
abase,
in the tent of meeting
to
in the front of the testimony
on oneself to chase
where
them.
I will meet with you.
So
where I meet
that's what
with
it
you.
Means to afflict your soul.
The staff belonging
the
to
the
man I choose will sprout,
those of you
and
have
I
been
will
long,
rid myself of this constant
a long time.
Grumbling against you,
you
by
look it
the
up,
Israelites.
You know, it's still the same. It means to
and
cover
And so Moses
kafar.
Spoke to the Israelites and
so
their leaders,
you expiate,
gave him
you
12
condone,
staffs,
you pardon,
one
you pacify,
for the leader
so
of each of their
atonement.
Ancestral tribes,
so
and Aaron's staff
the
was
two,
among them.
Two keywords,
Moses placed the staffs before the Lord in the tent of
and
testimony.
Continuing to verse 31 of Leviticus 16,
the next day Moses entered the tent of testimony.
It shall be a Sabbath of rest to you.
Which
and
represented
afflict,
the house
you
of
shall
Levi,
anah your souls
had not only
by a statute
sprouted,
forever,
but had budded.
And the priest whom you shall anoint,
blossomed, and
whom he shall consecrate
almonds.
To minister
so this staff
in the priest's office
fruit.
In his father's stead,
shall
then make
Moses
the
brought
atonement.
Out all the staffs
so there
from
is
the
someone
Lord's
responsible
presence to all the Israelites.
It is the high priest.
And they looked at them,
and so
and
put
each
on
man
the linen clothes,
staff,
to be dressed a certain way,
and the Lord said
even
to
the
Moses,
holy garments.
Put back Aaron's staff in front of the testimony.
And he shall make an atonement
to be
for
kept there
the holy
as
sanctuary.
A sign to the
he shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the
this
congregation
an
and for the altar,
against
and he shall make an
so
atonement
will not
for the
die.
Priests
and
for all the people of the
just
congregation.
As the Lord commanded.
An atonement has to be done for
and
everybody.
So here,
even the
we
person.
Get this the significance
has,
of
has
Aaron's
the duty of doing
budded
the atoning.
Staff mentioned in
and
Hebrews 9
said that he represented
being
Christ,
placed
the high
in
verse 34,
the
and this shall be an everlasting statute
was,
unto you to make an
and really
atonement
the staff
for the children
was a sign
of Israel
of,
for all
of
their
being
sins
led.
Once a year.
I mean, that's what
so we
Aaron
know it's a specific
did,
day,
did with
one
that
time.
Staff. They
when this is
led
done.
Israel.
It's important because some people feel things can be done daily.
Signified.
Well, this is once a year. It
now
is
turn
a,
over to Exodus 25.
An event. Now let's jump to where we normally
we'll
have started,
about the other
Leviticus
thing that was
23, and start in Leviticus 23, verse 26. So it's
Exodus
interesting
25.
That God has placed this in not only one, but not two, but three. This is the second part. And the Lord spoke
verse
unto
10.
Moses, saying, also on the 10th day of the
actually,
seventh month
skip to,
shall be a
we'll
day
come
of
back
atonement.
To this in a minute.
It shall be a holy convocation. That's what we're doing.
Exodus 25 and
holy
verse
meeting.
21.
And the day of atonement.
After
cover,
there's the
day
instruction
of
on how to
and you shall
create,
anah,
how to make
afflict
the
your souls
and, put, to put the
and
cover
offer
on
an
it.
Offering made
it
by
says,
fire.
It says, place the cover on top
the
of the ark.
And
put in the ark the testimony,
no
which I will give you. And so God instructed
in that
Moses
same day,
that
for
the
it
testimony,
is the day of atonement,
the law, or the Ten Commandments, was
the day
to
of
go
covering,
in
or to make an
the
atonement
ark,
for you before
and
the Lord
we read
your God.
In Hebrews 9
so
that
no
along
work,
with that was Aaron's
which is an
staff
interesting thing for those of
and
you
an omer of
study
manna.
This. There's only one other day.
Keep your fingers
one
here
other
and
feast
go back to Hebrews 9.
It says no work. Which day is that? The Sabbath. The rest say no customary work. So this means
this ark contained
no
the jar
work.
Of the gold jar of manna.
Now what that
Aaron's
means,
staff that had budded, and the stone tablets
together,
of the covenant.
It is interesting.
And above
atonement
the ark were the cherubim
the
of the glory,
no
overshadowing the atonement cover.
Customary work
but we
seems
cannot
to be
discuss these
however,
things in detail
in
now.
The rest
writes.
Of the feast days. So
well,
no
we
work
are
is
discussing
done.
Them in
verse
detail
29.
Now because
or whatsoever,
this
or
ark was in the holy of holies.
Whatsoever soul
it only
be that shall not be afflicted,
that the high priest
Anah, in that same
day
he shall
of
cut off from among his people.
He only saw
that sounds like a severe
ark on the Day of Atonement.
Consequence. And the word
and
for
so
that
I think it's important
karath,
that we look at
karath.
These symbols and see what they
it's in strong concordance.
Not only portray
H3772,
what they mean
those of
for
you like
us.
To look it up and you can
so
ask me after.
These symbols, the jar
means
of manna, Aaron's staff,
off,
and the stone
cut
tablets
down,
were
cut
in
asunder,
the Ark of the Covenant.
To destroy or to
now
consume.
Let's look back
so
at
it sounds like God
Exodus
is very
25
serious. If you
and
don't
read about
afflict
the ark.
Yourself, you will be cut off.
In Exodus 25 and verse 10, son,
cut off,
here
cut
are the
asunder,
instructions. Have them make a chest of acacia wood, 2.5
and
cubits long,
if we go to
a cubit
the verse 30
and a half
of Leviticus
wide,
23,
and a
it says,
and, a half
and whatsoever
high.
Soul...
Overlay it
that
with pure
does
gold,
any work,
both inside
I mean,
and out.
Any work in that same day, the same soul will, I will destroy.
Cast
I,
four gold
God,
rings
will destroy
for
from among his
to
people.
The 4 feet.
So again,
rings
what
on
does
one
destroy
side
mean?
Two on
well,
the other.
The word is
and then make poles of acacia wood
and the weights
and
for nonce
overlay
is
them
Obad.
With gold.
Yeah, it's Obad
insert
that you get
the
destroyed,
poles
I guess.
Into the rings on
it
the
means
sides of the
properly
chest
to wander
to
away, it. It's to lose oneself.
These poles
by
are
implication
to,
perish,
in the rings of
to destroy.
This they are not
to be undone.
To be removed.
So
the
if you work on that day, it's
taken
all bad.
Out of the ark.
All bad.
In other words,
for you. So
this signifies
not only
that the
are
ark
you to afflict yourself,
mobile.
You're also
it was,
not to work.
It was
so,
significant.
Let's
that
continue.
The ark
verse
was
31. It
to
it
go places.
This.
It's not.
And
that
you
they
shall do no manner of work.
Although they certainly
again,
did
no,
during
for
the
some
times
of
the
years, God wants to repeat that. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations
and
all your dwellings. Verse 32.
Then put the ark,
and it shall be to you a Sabbath
then
of rest.
Put in the ark
supposed
the
to rest,
testimony which I will give you.
And you shall afflict.
You.
He seems to say it so
make
many times.
An atonement
I mean, why?
Cover of pure gold.
Your souls.
And if you
in the ninth
the old King
day
James,
of the month at even. That
it
means
says,
that's when it
make
begins.
A mercy
unto the even.
Seat.
So it's the next day, the 10th. You shall celebrate your
in
Sabbath.
In this case, where it says atonement.
And then
cover,
if we go to
Dennis
Numbers
out,
29, verse 7.
Because it says,
it says something similar.
Say make
Numbers chapter 29, verse 7.
Because
I'm reading a lot because
this
is it's based on
make
scripture.
Make it of pure
so
gold, 2.5 cubits long.
And you
and
shall
a
have on
and
the 10th day of the 7th month,
and make
again,
two cherubim out of the hammered gold at the end.
And you shall
of
have
cover,
on the 10th day of this 7th month,
cherub on one end,
a holy
and
convocation.
And the second cherub on the other.
And you shall
make
afflict
the cherubim
you shall
of one piece with the cover.
Your souls,
at
and you shall not do
ends.
Any work therein.
The cherubim
but
are to
shall
have
offer
their wings spread upward, overshadowing the atonement cover with them. The cherubim
11,
are
skip,
to have their,
verse 10.
Are to face
one kid
each
of the goats
other,
for a sin offering beside
cover,
a sin offering
place
of atonement,
the cover on the
continual
top of the
burnt
ark,
offering and the meat offering of
in
it
the
and the drink
the
offering.
Testimony,
so there's a lot of offerings
which I will give you, and we
here,
read that earlier.
And I know that
and then
when Alan talks,
key.
He's going to talk about the holies.
There, above the cover between the two cherubim
holy, and it will,
that are on
I
the,
don't know what part
on,
he'll cover, but
that are over
all of
the ark
things
of the testimony. I will meet with you.
Now, I ask you this question. What do we do
of my commands
that it
for the
doesn't
Israelites?
Explicitly say to do
so it was
today?
On the top
what do
of
we do?
The atonement
it says
cover,
not to work.
On the top of the ark between where the
yeah,
cherubim
it doesn't say not to fast. So how in the world did we get that out of there?
That God said he
well,
would meet
I think
with
depends
Moses.
On who you are.
That's
tradition,
where they met.
We've always done it that way. You
now
know,
keep
so
that in mind.
That's what we do. What we were taught.
Let's go back to Hebrews
and for some who study
9,
the subject, maybe you do it because you came to the conclusion based on scriptures
in verse 6
that fasting
when everything
was the closest
had
thing
been arranged
to afflicting
like
yourself.
This, the priests entered regularly
and some might have
the
other
outer
thoughts,
room to carry on.
But what
the
is clear is that
but only
when
the
you say
high priest
yourself,
the,
we are to do something.
Enter the inner room.
It's not do nothing.
And
we are to do something
only once a year
on atonement
on
that God intended us to do.
And never
ourselves.
Without blood.
So we need to be persuaded within ourselves
and
about what
the sins
Scripture
of the
meant, because
that
it's obvious there's a consequence of not afflicting
the Holy
ourselves.
Spirit was
right?
Showing
it says
by
you'll
this
be cut off.
That the way
so what
into
is that?
The Holy of Holies,
well, we do the best
the
we
most
can.
Holy place.
The message is not about
not
fasting, but I want to point at least three verses,
as
one in
the
Old
the
Testament, the other
was still
in the New, two of them in the New.
This is an illustration for the present time.
Actually,
indicating that the gifts and sacrifices
yeah, two in the
being
Old Testament,
offered
one in the New,
were not
that support
able
the
to
idea that
the conscience of the
lead us to believe that afflict ourselves does mean to fast.
They are only a
now,
matter
you
of food
with it
and
not,
drink
we can discuss
and various
later.
Ceremonial
but the first one is whatever
regulations
in this context must involve
until the time of the new order.
Not involve any work, right? Because you're not supposed to work. So if
when
you're going to afflict yourself
came as the high
work,
priest of the good things that are already here,
you're violating the other.
He went through the greater
the
and more
verse,
perfect
the
tabernacle,
scripture, the command, which is don't work.
That is not man-made.
So it has to be something passive.
That is to
when
say,
I say passive,
not
I mean,
part
you
of
go
this
out and
creation.
Afflict somebody or afflict each other.
He did not
other,
enter
you know?
By means of the
it
blood
it has to
of
be something that
calves.
Is.
But he entered the most
not
holy place
considered
once
work.
For all by
the
his
second
own
thing is,
blood,
the second,
having obtained eternal redemption.
Part of this would be to me
the blood
verse,
of goats and
which
bulls
we find in
and
Ezra,
the ashes of a heifer
chapter 8,
sprinkled
verse
on those
21.
Who are ceremonially
verses,
unclean,
actually.
Sanctify
Ezra,
them so that they
8,
are
verse 21.
Outwardly clean. How much more,
and
then,
as you know, the captives
the
that returned
Christ
are building trying to build
the eternal
city,
spirit,
the temple.
Offered himself,
then I proclaimed
a
fast
to God.
This is what's written in
Ezra
chapter 8, verse 21.
From acts that
then I proclaimed
death,
a fast
so that we
there.
May serve the living
at the
God.
River. So I proclaimed a fast
for this reason
there,
Christ
at
is
the river
the
of Ahava,
of a new covenant,
that we might afflict
that
ourselves
those who are called may receive
before the Lord
promised
for our God to seek of him the
now
right
that
way
he has died
for
as
us
a
and our little ones and for all our substance. So we fasted and besought our God for
covenant.
This, and he was entreated
and that's
of
the
us.
Covering.
So the way they afflicted
that's
themselves,
the
way they anah themselves.
In the case of a will, it is necessary to prove the death of one
fast.
Who made it.
So that,
because a will is
maybe
in
that's
force
not conclusive
only
to you,
when somebody
that's one
has
scripture
died.
That seems to say,
it never
you want to afflict yourself
while the one
fast.
Who made
can you
it
do something else? Maybe. But
this
is
why even the first covenant was not put
the
into
second
effect
one
without blood.
Is
when Moses had proclaimed every commandment of
the, by the
law
way, the word
to
fast
all the people,
soom.
He took the blood of calves together with water, scarlet wool,
soom.
And branches
it means
of
to cover your mouth.
And sprinkled the scroll
so,
and all of the people.
On that day, they
the
covered their mouth. And if
he
you
said,
look
this
at other
is the
verses,
blood of the covenant
not
which God has commanded
or,
you to keep.
So anyway,
in this way, he sprinkled the blood,
day.
Both the,
the other
with
verse
the blood, both
that I want to bring up is
and everything
in Acts 27, verse 9, quite familiar
fact,
to many of you.
In fact, the law requires
the Acts,
that nearly everything
was Paul talking
with
about this.
Blood.
He said,
and
now
without
when
the
much
shedding
time was
blood,
spent,
there is no forgiveness.
And the sailing was now dangerous.
It was necessary then for the copies of the heavenly
was now already
things passed. To be purified with these sacrifices.
Paul admonished them. So
that the heavenly
the fast
things themselves
a verb,
were better sacrifices
meaning fasting.
Than these.
It means the
for
fast.
Christ did not enter
so he was
a
pointing to a specific time. As we know, there's
only
one fast
copy
that
of the true one.
Every year, at least traditionally.
He entered heaven itself.
And the word
now
fast
to appear
here,
for us
that fast
in God's
is
presence.
Nastia.
Nor did he enter
it means
heaven
abstinence
to offer
from
himself
lack of food
again and
or
again.
Voluntary or religious.
The way that the high
specifically,
priest enters
the, day
the
of
most
atonement.
Holy place
so
every
they're talking
year
about a day.
With the blood
so if you
that
look
is
at the three things.
Own.
Number one,
then Christ would have
to
had to suffer many
to
times
yourself.
Since the creation of
and,
the world.
Then you
but
are supposed
now he has
to,
appeared
and then we have an example of Ezra
all,
where to them
at the end
afflict,
of the ages
means to,
fast.
To
do away with sin.
And then when you talk about
the
Paul, when he refers to
himself.
The Day of Atonement, which
just
I think
as
you'll
man
find
is
commentators
destined to die
agree
once,
that that's what he was
and
talking
after
about,
that to face
the
judgment,
fast.
So
then
Christ was sacrificed
that for me,
once to take away the sins.
I mean, some of you might come
people,
to the same conclusion.
And he will appear a second
unless
time,
something else better
not
comes,
to bear sin,
fasting,
but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for
afflict,
him.
Describes it appropriately.
The Day of Atonement
me,
looks
I feel afflicted
back
right now,
in part,
so.
We've read here.
But seriously, from a scriptural
a
basis,
lot of symbols and a
that's
lot of
what
symbology.
I've come to the conclusion. Now, you might
and
have something
looks
else.
And forward as
between
well.
You and God. But these are verses.
It looks back at these physical symbols
that, I
that the high priest would have seen had he
okay.
opened the ark.
So now,
under that,
let's go back to Leviticus 16, verse
was
1.
The jar of manna.
We started
manna
in Leviticus
is what fed
16,
Israel.
But in the middle. But this
inside
one
there
gives
was
a little
Aaron's
bit more of the history.
Staff.
Which
and
I
it was
believe,
it's,
his
staff was a
detail.
Physical symbol of
16 verse 1
Israel or ruling.
Now the
Israel.
Lord spoke to Moses
and
after
also,
the death
there
of the
was
two
the
sons
law
of Aaron
or the testimony
when they offered profane fire before the Lord
taught,
and died.
And
again you'll
it
recall
was really
that
what
two of his sons
what was
offered
the witness
incense that was not approved
Israel.
At the time when
we
it wasn't supposed
in
to be
Deuteronomy
done, and they died.
That when
and so
Moses
this is a
wrote out the law, he asked
and the Lord
that
said
the high
to Moses,
priest sit it next to the testimony and the ark,
of chapter
because
16.
That was what
tell
was
Aaron,
the witness
your brother, not to come
and
just any time into the holy place inside the veil
those
before the mercy seat,
all
which is on
the
ark,
the
lest he die.
Cover.
I will appear in
the
cloud the above the mercy
cover
seat.
Cover was over
in the New
those
Testament,
things.
Of course, this is covered in
and
Hebrews chapter 9.
And it was on that atonement cover, that mercy
so
seat,
one point it's made here
where
is,
the throne
just come
of grace,
time
where God's throne resided. Because
now
that's
you understand,
where he met Moses.
This is
God
you know, chose
when Moses came in
place
there,
of power.
God
my
said,
son works
that's where I will meet you.
As a lineman, and that's kind of powerful
but more
voltage.
Significantly,
you don't come in there.
You know,
without
what
your right
occurred
gear,
on the Day of Atonement
could be,
really
say,
looked forward.
Well, here,
to
we can see the description.
A
we
lot
read
of
it,
the plan
he
of God
has to be dressed a certain
really
way, washed a certain way,
is focused
and he has to approach it only in a certain
time,
in a certain sequence,
in bringing salvation.
So to get to approach
to not only
to
us but to all
holy
mankind.
Place, he had to be prepared.
The
so
ark with
the next
the atonement
talks
cover
about
was
the offerings of
the in
the
innermost
young bull,
part,
and then
of the
he puts the holy linen and tonic.
It was in linen the Holy trousers. Of Holies.
Verse 5.
1 Corinthians 3:16 says,
the part that
we are God's
includes
temple.
The two goats, which will be brought. Which
we are
be
God's tabernacle.
About. She'll take from the congregation of the
Ephesians
children of Israel,
3:14
took his
says,
goats as a sin offering,
for this
and
reason
one ram as a burnt
I kneel
offering.
Before the Father,
and
from
then,
whom
verse six,
his whole family derives
offer a
its name.
Bull offering,
and
as
I pray
a sin
that
offering,
out of his glorious
bull,
riches
sin offering for himself,
he may strengthen
and make
you
atonement for the house.
With power,
we read about that.
Through his
and then
spirit,
verse 7 and 8.
In your innermost
you shall take the two
being.
Goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle. Now,
Hebrews
these two
8
goats
verse
are just
10 says,
something that was
and it
selected.
Quotes Jeremiah 31.
Any,
you all
anything in particular
know
says,
this scripture.
Select two goats.
I will
then
put
Aaron
my
shall
laws
cast lots
in their
for two
minds,
goats, one
and I will
for the
write
Lord,
them
one
on their hearts.
The other lot for the scapegoat.
Well, if the physical
now,
stone tablets
until then,
were in
these
the
two
arts,
it's really...
And
who's going to be
God
who?
Will eventually write those
who
on our hearts
when
of flesh
lots,
and in our minds.
To God to choose.
He's writing
so
them in our
one was chosen as
a
scapegoat.
Being.
One was chosen as the one for the Lord. And
Christ's blood and sacrifice is the atonement
the word
cover.
In Hebrews, Azazel.
When the high priest sprinkled the blood of the heifer on the atonement cover.
It's called
cover,
the goat of departure.
That represented Christ's
blood. That's because, as you
blood.
Know from the story,
in 1
John
2, verse
sacrificed.
2, it says
one,
he is our atoning sacrifice for our
and
sins,
out
and not only for our
sacrifice.
Sins.
Now,
but
there's
for
a controversy
the
about
world.
This, a disagreement. Some believe that the
Jesus is certainly
the goats are
the
both
manna
of the
that
same,
feeds us, just
part
like
of the same
the
process.
Israel,
but it doesn't represent Satan.
His
some
blood
it does.
And his
some
sacrifice
that
on
the
that
first
atoning
goat
cover
sacrificed. And that purifies everything.
Is what made it possible
everybody.
For him to say John chapter
and then
6:58.
Is then
this
sent out, which means our
sins
were sent out. Will never.
Your forefathers
yeah,
ate
no
manna
longer
and died.
Some believe that.
But
now, some
he
believe
who
that
feeds on this bread.
The scapegoat was
will
Satan,
live
and he was sent out, and he'll be
and
out
it's
in the wilderness.
Again about salvation.
Whatever your definition is, it is an important part of the ceremony. And I don't know if
Jesus
Alan,
Christ
you might want to address
is our
that,
staff,
but.
Romans 8:14
says, a goat of the sin
says,
offering, which is for the people.
Led by
again,
the
verse 15
of
Leviticus 16.
Are the
they bring its blood inside the veil.
And it's that spirit
and they
that
just
leads
it.
Us, just like Aaron's
and verse 16,
staff led Israel.
I'll read this one. So he shall make atonement for the holy
he
place
is also the
because of the uncleanness
and
of the children of Israel and because of their transgressions. For all their
all
sins,
of those
and so he shall
that
do
were under
for
the
tabernacle of meeting, which remains among them in the midst of their... And
Galatians 5:18 says,
those
if you are
been
led
here a long
by the
time
Spirit,
and I recognize
it,
you, probably
you are not under the law.
All the variations of
and therefore, the witness
but the
of
point
the
is,
law
this
against
is where,
us has no power.
Why we observe the day.
In Matthew
24:14
says,
then
this gospel will
the Spirit
be preached
leads us to, figure out
to the entire world
the details.
As
the important thing is we are observing it.
To all nations.
How all these things play out.
It's about the salvation of not only
God
us,
really
but of the entire world.
Told us. I believe. But he tells
it's
us that's important.
Atonement.
And that
it's
Israel has
that
to do this. Now, we don't do it anymore because we don't have
where
a temple.
Christ
but
meets
we know
us
in Zechariah 14,
in
sacrifices
hearts,
will come back. So
where
I don't
he
know
places
how it's all going to play.
The law.
But the important thing is.
And he feeds us and he leads
at
us.
At that time,
through
this
his spirit
was
that is in our hearts.
Commanded.
John
18, it was observed.
22 said.
And when we go to Hebrews,
when Jesus was
where we
praying
believe,
to his Father before
Paul
his crucifixion,
wrote, he described.
He said, I have given them the glory
some of
this that you
in the,
gave
quote,
me.
New Testament way of
that
looking
they
at
may be one as
so,
we are one, I in them, and you in
I'll,
me.
I'll jump to verse 20. And when he has
turn
made an end
Hebrews
of atoning
4.
For the holy place, the tabernacle of meeting and the altar, he shall bring the live goat. Again, this is that part of the live goat. And Aaron shall lay both his
certainly
hands on the head
the
of the live goat,
in the Old
confess
Testament,
it over it, all the iniquities
all
of the children of Israel, all their transgressions, concerning all their sins, putting them on the head of the goat,
about in the New
and shall
Testament.
Send it away into
and
the
that's
wilderness
really what
by the hand of a suitable
Galatians
man.
It tells us that
the goat shall bear on itself all their
to
iniquities
to
an inhabited
to
land, and he shall release the goat in the wilderness. That's pretty much what it says.
Hebrews
kind of an interesting
4 and
story.
Verse 14. Therefore,
now,
since we have a great high priest,
I'm
going
to go to
the
New Testament
the heavens,
now. We don't have a lot of time to delve into
it. Jesus Christ,
but in the New
the
Testament,
God,
this is quite interesting.
Let us hold firmly to the faith we
after
profess.
The Feast of Trumpets, which
for we do not have a high
celebrated
priest
about 10 days
who is
ago.
Unable to sympathize with our weaknesses,
but
we have one who
chapter
has been
4,
tempted in every way, just as we are.
Christ
yet
has
was
returned
without sin. And that's the whole
met
reason
with the dead
he can
and
be
alive in Christ
the
in clouds
cover.
And forever will be with him.
He is without sin.
And So Christ's coming also is in Revelation chapter 19, 11 to 21.
And once he was accepted,
and sometime after that event, another event occurs that precedes the thousand years.
When he came back and talked
a time period
to Thomas,
in which the saints are to rule,
he could allow Thomas to touch him.
And that event is described in Revelation chapter 20.
It was the spilling
of
the blood.
Got trumpets.
That now makes it
Christ
possible
returns,
for us
and then
to be clean.
The saints are up with him, and they will begin the ruling for 1,000 years under Christ.
With confidence.
So verse 20.
And where's that throne of grace?
I'm sorry,
well,
chapter 20,
on the
verse
atonement
1.
Cover,
then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand.
He is over.
And he laid hold
that are
of the dragon.
Our heart, that
kind of interesting because
being.
It describes who Satan
Let
was
us then
the
approach
ages.
The throne
that
of grace
of old,
with confidence, so that we may
Genesis,
receive mercy,
who is the devil and
find
Satan,
grace,
and bound him
help
for 1,000 years.
Time of need.
So we see this 1,000 years of.
That's one
and he
of
cast
the
him into the bottomless pit and shut him
one
up
of the lessons
and
of
set
the
a seal on him
that
so that he
in
should
the
deceive the nations no
that
more
were in the
till
Holy
a thousand
Holies.
Years were finished.
And
but after these things,
he
must be released
the mercy
for a little while.
And the atonement
some
cover and all that,
for a little
that represents and all that it covered.
So, in verse 4, and I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them, and I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, and who had not worshipped the beast or his image,
the tablets of the
had
covenant.
Not received his mark
what
on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived with
like
Christ for 1,000 years. Again, some people call it the
Torah
millennium.
I figure it wasn't
but the rest of the dead
no, I think, I
did
think
not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. After the millennium.
Moses,
this is
the
first
the Ten
resurrection.
It was the tablets,
blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
Yeah, that's in Deuteronomy 31.
One interesting question is this, for me.
Right.
If the Feast of Trumpets symbolizes the return of Christ, and it, when we read in 1 Thessalonians,
well,
the dead
the
in Christ
is
will rise first, and we are alive and remain,
that everything else
so meet
except the
together
Sabbath
with them in the clouds, and
not,
forever will be with the Lord,
been,
right?
It's no longer valid.
Why is there a need for a Day of Atonement?
But,
I mean,
if it's
or up in Christ already.
That ark.
Right?
The
I mean,
tablets,
it's already happened. And then we have the Day of Atonement.
It's going to be written
in our figured
hearts,
it'd be
which
the opposite.
Says in mm-hmm. Hebrews and Jeremiah, then it's
well,
obviously
well, I don't
not
know the answer, actually.
I
but have a couple thoughts on it.
I was curious about it.
First of all, the Day of Atonement is not only
Any
for the
comments?
Resurrected saints. Right? It's symbolic for all mankind
all right.
who will be reconciled with God. So that it's still a valid day. But the second one, my second thought is related to the chronology of Christ with Mary Magdalene and Thomas just after he was resurrected. If you'll recall, when Christ was put in the tomb, they rolled a stone there, and then on the first day of the week, Mary went there, and when she saw it, the stone had been rolled out, and she goes, oh, what's going on? And she didn't see Christ in it. And so she then got upset and went over and talked to the disciples and said, somebody took the Lord's body. So they all ran and looked, and yep, he's not there. So they left, but she stayed and was sad. And then she looked in again, and she saw an angel on the, by the head of where Jesus lay and by the foot. And they said to her, he's gone to her. He's risen as he said he was. And then she was just sad. And then she saw someone who thought was the gardener. She asked why she was sad. She goes, someone took my Lord. And this is where I pick it up. John 20, verse 16. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him, Rabboni, which is to say teacher. And then Jesus said to her, and this is what I'm pointing to, says, do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brother and say to them, I'm ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. So Christ was resurrected, but he said, you can't touch me yet. I haven't signed the papers or whatever it is. I haven't that made it official. So that's a thought in my mind. Then you jump to John chapter 20, same chapter, verse 25. This is where the disciples had gotten together. It says, "The other disciples there said to him, 'We have seen the Lord.' So he said to them, 'Unless I see his hands,'" this is Thomas, "'the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand on his side, I will not believe.'" Mm-mm. And verse 26, "And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, and the doors being shut, stood in the midst and said, 'Peace to you.' Then he said to Thomas, 'Reach your finger here, look at my hands, reach your hand here, put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing.'" So something occurred between the time she told Mary, "Don't touch me," to now, "Go ahead." You know, so I'm thinking somehow between trumpets and the Day of Atonement, we've resurrected in the trumpets around that period. Now something is happening, the reconciling is set. And then now we go into the Feast of Tabernacles, where the rain goes for a thousand years reigning with Christ. So in the Old Testament, it's clear that the Day of Atonement, atonement, a day of covering, represents a reconciliation with God, because that's what it talks about, all the blood of the bulls and the goats. It is a holy day which precedes the Feast of Tabernacles. This is the Old Testament. At that time, we didn't know, I don't think they knew the 1,000 years was ever mentioned in the Old Testament. But we know that it was part of the festivals of God. So, you've got the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Trumpets. You got the Day of Atonement. Then you got Tabernacles. But when we go to the New Testament, we start to see that, oh, Christ arrives. It's about trumpets. And then before we get to the Feast of Tabernacles, we got this Day of Atonement. And what happens there as it relates to what happened in the Feast of Trumpets in the Old Testament, the Day of Atonement in the Old Testament, was, I wonder if that was it, the binding of Christ, because as you know, he is a binding of Satan. He is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's the prince of the power of the air. So his influence will be squashed for a while, 1,000 years. And then the reign of 1,000 years begins with Christ for 1,000 years. Kind of interesting that it says only 1,000 years, doesn't say forever. So I believe the chronology appears to show us that the events that occurred in the Day of Atonement, which precedes the Feast of Tabernacles, representing the 1,000-year period, is tied to that binding of Satan and all those, the atonement reconciliation that occurred in the Old Testament. So the progressive revelation, we're finding out more and more. In 5 days, we'll be hearing more about the meaning of the Feast of Tabernacles and the eighth day. So, Ellen, I'm done. You're going to fill in the gaps and correct the incorrection, the errors. Any questions? Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
Anna.
Yeah,
to afflict. It also means to humble oneself. And I was thinking that, I know Jeff talked about how we study things on different levels. You go deeper and deeper different levels. So if we look at something from the physical level, and we look at something from the mental or emotional or spiritual level, you know, from the mental, emotional, spiritual level, we're to humble ourselves before God. We're to, put our thoughts and our desires and below his. But how do you do that on the physical level? And on the physical level, there's not too many things that humble us better than not eating. Yeah. So it's kind of a physical correlate to what he really wants in our hearts.
I believe that. However, I will admit that some people have made the point, and I agree with them. You could starve and still not be afflicted, or not be humbled, because there are people starving, they're not really humbling themselves, they're just not eating. So the act itself involves a spiritual component. Not eating means physically being affected by it, but also, I think it also, in your mind, knowing, well, Jeff just said and brought up what Sharon said. If you think about it, we're starving physically, but spiritually, if we don't study the word, we're also starving. So when we afflict ourselves, I think it brings up these kind of spiritual thoughts. But thanks, Carol. That's true. I mean, for me, see, the key here is to afflict. The Israelites were afflicted, but they were being done too. Here's you afflict yourselves. How do you do that? I guess you could cut yourself, you know, some people, the pagans do, but that's not allowed. But anyway, was that... Okay. Anybody else before I hand it to Alan? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that, Alan. Oh, Alan's going to sing a song? Or, oh, we're going to sing a song. Okay, we're going to sing a song.